Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on News, the Civic I'm Media Dave Packer. App.
Tensions building in the Middle East, in the Israel-Hamas war, and a humanitarian crisis worsening in Gaza. Food, water, and other essential aid stalled at the Rafah border crossing. ABC's Ian Pannell has the latest on talks between Israel and Egypt.
The official explanation is that there are potholes, holes in the road, caused by Israeli bombing that need fixing. But it's days since we heard that explanation. That still doesn't seem to have been resolved. We expected protests after Friday prayers in a number of countries around the region. It looks like large protests in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Malaysia, in Indonesia. A lot of anger out there about what's taking place here in Gaza.
President Biden, in his address last night, laid out the challenges ahead and called on Americans to support funding for both Israel and Ukraine, wars that are a fight about freedom. Congressman Jim Jordan has lost a third bid for House Speaker, losing more votes from fellow Republicans than in previous rounds. This is ABC News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and an Illinois company called Fortress are working together to recall tens of thousands of gun safes after a tragedy involving one of the devices.
In 2021, a man bought a fingerprint-activated gun safe from a Shields sporting goods store in Nevada. 10 months later, his 12-year-old son got into the safe, found a weapon inside, and suffered a fatal gunshot wound to the head. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that because of a programming flaw, users might think the safe has been locked with a fingerprint when it hasn't. Now 61,000 Fortress gun safes are being recalled. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A former official in Haiti's Justice Ministry has been arrested for the 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. The suspect, Joseph Batio, was fired for ethics violations shortly before the assassination and had been on the run for 2 years. Dozens have been arrested in connection with the killing, including 11 suspects who are in custody in the United States. Dave Packer, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. Brittany Merlot has the latest.
The outage that started a week ago Monday affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says that there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but as of this morning, the Quick Trip app and website were still down. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
School officials are pulling 33 books off the shelves at Menominee Falls High School this week. The school district put out a statement saying the books are being removed for violating the district's policy against material with sexually explicit content and profanity. The banned books include classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner. The Journal Sentinel reports it's one of the most sweeping book bans in Wisconsin in recent years. Governor Evers is replacing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner who was fired by the state Senate this week. More from Nate Wegehout.
Senate Republicans fired Commissioner Joe Czarnecki on Tuesday. Senator Mark Spreitzer told the Devil's Advocates radio show last night that Evers moved to replace him immediately. If he didn't, he said Republicans would have had the chance to fire Megan Wolf.
It takes 4 votes on WEC to appoint an administrator, but it actually just takes a majority of those present and voting to remove an administrator. So if we didn't replace Joe Czarnecki immediately, Republicans could call a meeting, and by a 3-2 vote, they could actually fire Megan Wolf.
Spreitzer did not name the new appointee other than that they are a former Eau Claire election clerk. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Well, the governor has also said he'll waste no time replacing the Natural Resources Board members the Senate fired. The board takes an important vote on the state's wolf management policy next week. Drunk drivers in Wisconsin may Sunday have to pay child support if they kill a parent or a guardian in a crash. Cecilia Williams came to Madison from Missouri to testify at a hearing on a pair of bills yesterday. A tragedy in her family led to a similar new law in her state 2 years ago.
It is not going to make anybody rich, and we all know this. But what it's going to do is it's going to show that there are consequences to one's actions.
Under the bills, victims could still sue a driver for financial damages, but any money awarded would offset the amount of restitution. The Wisconsin soldier who entered North Korea is charged with desertion. That's according to the Pentagon. Travis King is from Racine. He spent about 2 months in North Korea after he fled across the border from South Korea in July. He'd just been released from a South Korean jail and was facing more punishment from the army in the U.S. King is also charged with having sexual images of a child. King could go to prison for 3 years. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Health and life aren't the only things patients have to worry about. Tracy Smith with the American Cancer Society says the financial impact can be devastating.
Depending on the stage of that diagnosis, cancer can start from $250,000 all the way up to millions of dollars.
The Urban Institute says about one in every five American families has medical debt in collections. Advocates say there are resources available to help. There's a new push to make the brandy old-fashioned Wisconsin's official cocktail. Two state lawmakers are behind a resolution in the Wisconsin legislature. Legend has it people have been adding fruit to their liquor since Prohibition. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police gave over 550 citations and arrested almost 50 drivers in a traffic safety mission. Green Bay Police partnered with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. The initiative tracked data over a 9-day period in September. The multi-agency effort resulted in 563 citations and 586 warnings, primarily for speeding and seatbelt violations. 48 arrests were made, 24 of those were OWIs. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay is not going anywhere, according to Chancellor Michael Alexander. This comes after a rough week for UW colleges that saw 140 staff lose their jobs at UW-Oshkosh and an announcement that UW-Fond du Lac campus will end in-person classes. Alexander says he does not see immediate changes for UW-GB or branch campuses Manitowoc, Sheboygan, and Marinette. Alexander says Manitowoc's enrollment is actually growing. Sheboygan provides engineering and the Marinette campus, although the smallest branch, provides important access for rural students. After yet another recent bomb threat, this time at an Anago school, a minor was taken into custody. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
A 13-year-old boy was taken into custody for the bomb threat made against the Anago Middle School on October 4th. The Anago Police Department took action yesterday. The boy will be referred to the Langlade County Juvenile Justice System on several charges related to the threat.
Here in northeast Wisconsin, Pulaski High School received two bomb threats within 5 days last month, and just days ago, Oak Creek High School near Milwaukee received a bomb threat. Manitowoc Public School District Superintendent James File is not going down without a fight. He recently ended the Free Lunches for All program in the district. That did not sit well with some parents who started a petition to have File fired. The petition currently has more than 830 signatures. File says ending the program would allow the school to use those funds for other needs. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A brighter day with mostly sunny skies across the state. Winds are out of the northwest, breezy, and gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. This is keeping highs crisp and cool into the northeast, with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Meanwhile, central portions of the state will strike the low to mid-50s. There will be a few 60s southwest along the Mississippi. Now, we do have a low-pressure system that's headed our way by tonight. As it slides across the state, it's bringing light rain along with it that may linger into tomorrow afternoon. especially for eastern areas. Only a tenth of inch of rain is expected. Tomorrow, highs will range from the low 40s in the Northwoods to the low 50s at the state line. And by Sunday, more sunshine and a bit warmer, highs hitting the low 50s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May, expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number one with an important match in Nebraska.